hip things nowadays, I guess, besides, I mean, it actually comes out and states something that's actually true, you know, that's everybody thinks about, where I don't know if this fellow that wrote in the letter was thinking about crusades, and this guy who wrote it, you can't label him, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. he's unlabelable. He's that's the word.
You know, back in the 30s, in the 1930s, you know, there were young people feeling passionately, you know, under one label or another, do you see? But they were more or less pigeonholed. But what you stand for, it seems, the fellow wrote this letter and the guy who wrote that book, they belong to nobody but themselves. Mm-hmm. But we know something is there. You know, outwardly we say, cool, mm-hmm. cool. I suppose you have to be that because the chips on the table are so blue.
Well, maybe it's just the time. Yeah. Now's the time. Maybe you have to belong to yourself, you know. And I think maybe in 1930, from talking with Woody and Pete and some other people that I know there, seems like everything then was good and bad and black and white and easy to see. And wherever you only had one or two, and you stand on one side, you know people are either for you or against you, or with you or behind you, or whatever you have, you know. Nowadays, it's just, I don't know how it got that way, but it doesn't seem so simple, or more than two sides, you know, it's not black and white anymore.
Something you said earlier, something you wrote, you belong to yourself, but it's true, at the same time, you can't help but be connected mm-hmm. with everybody else, which I suppose is why you write these songs. But take this one you sang, this one that I think will be a classic, This Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Even though it may have come out of your feelings about atomic rain, at the same time...
No, it wasn't atomic rain, no.
Well, go ahead.
Somebody else thought that, too.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not atomic rain.
Go ahead.
It's just a hard rain. It's
hard
not atomic
rain,
no. It's not the fallout rain.
No.
It isn't that at all. Well, somebody else, I think, said uh-huh. that someplace.
Well, go ahead. When you say a hard rain, what do you mean? Although you're
I just mean that some sort of end that's just got to happen, you know, which... It's very easy to see, but everybody doesn't really, it doesn't seem like, it seems like you're overlooking it. Well, it's bound to happen, you mm-hmm. know, it's bound to happen. It seems like this, well, I'm not talking about the hard rain, meaning the atomic rain, it seems to me like the bomb is a god in some sort of a way. It's more of a god, people worship it, actually. You have to be nice to it, you know, you have to be careful what you say about it, you know, people work on it. They go 6 days a week and work on it. You have other people designing it. You know, it's a whole new
form. You're all pretty good people, too, in everyday life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's